Today marks 1 year since special counsel Robert Mueller was appointed to investigate Russian meddling in the 2016 election. The president marked the anniversary with a sarcastic tweet calling it the greatest witch hunt in American history. The chairman, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, spoke about the far-reaching implications of the Russia investigation.
These are issues with implications beyond Mueller's investigation or even the Trump administration. They would affect every future administration, both Democratic and Republican.
That's Chuck Grassley, the chairman of the Senate Judicial Committee, and that's the committee that released more than 2,500 pages of transcripts and other documents from the investigation. Joining me is William Banks, professor at Syracuse University Law School. Bill, there were a lot of revelations yesterday. Let's start with the transcripts of the now infamous meeting in June 2016 at Trump Tower, where Donald Trump Jr. and other top officials from the Trump campaign met with a Russian lawyer. Did the transcripts disclose anything new to you?
Not very much, June. They confirm more or less what we know. Of course, it's important that they were released by the Senate Intelligence Committee, which, unlike the House Intelligence Committee, endorsed a set of conclusions that were harmonious with the intelligence community's investigation, which revealed, yes, the Russians did attempt to influence the election, and they attempted to do so in favor of the candidate Donald Trump. They hoped that he would win. That's a very important thing. The June 2016 meeting, you know, we know that not much came of it, that the information that that was suggested that might be available, dirt on Hillary Clinton, didn't amount to much, said Don Jr. But we also know that unlike the interviews with him and several other participants in the meeting, they don't have transcript of interviews with Paul Manafort, which could have been very enlightening had they had his comments on the record. And a lot of missed telephone numbers that were private numbers that Don Trump Jr. could not identify.
Yeah, Donald Trump Jr. released a statement saying his answers were candid to all the questions, and that, of course, does not include the questions he evaded and those that he didn't recall, including a blocked number he called from his iPhone after his initial conversation with a Russian oligarch's son, and there are suspicions that was a blocked number of his father's. So we don't know a lot about additional things, for example, the blocked number, but Mueller knows about those things. I'm sure he's gotten the phone records for that blocked number. So could there be more to this than we're seeing?
There certainly could. So, you know, this is 1 year now of the Mueller investigation. There's been several pieces reporting the year and when is this ever going to end. I think you and I have talked before, I think the Mueller team is moving along as prosecutorial investigations do. They're moving along with all deliberate speed. They're being very careful. They're not leaving any stone unturned. And I think having, 19 indictments and three companies charged as well and five guilty pleas in a year is a pretty impressive set of accomplishments. So I think on the details of the Russia impact, I think there's more to learn. And on the details of potential collusion or cooperation with the Trump campaign, there's also more to learn.
So one thing that struck me is that Donald Trump Jr. has said that his father didn't know. He didn't tell him anything about this meeting with the Russians. But his father, he admitted, may have helped draft the statement that he put out to the press after the meeting became public about that meeting. So it seems, you know, counterintuitive to think that Trump is writing a statement about a meeting that he knows nothing about.
It is counterintuitive, and it looks like maybe Donald Trump didn't say that his father did not know, but he may have simply said that he didn't tell him about it or didn't ask him about it. That doesn't mean, even if Don Jr. was being truthful, it doesn't mean that the president or the candidate wasn't aware of the meeting from some other source.
There was so much information yesterday. A whistleblower who reportedly leaked the financial records of President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, told The New Yorker that he did so after discovering that two files had disappeared from a government database. What's your reaction to that?
It's bizarre.
Another bizarre thing.
You know, certainly this lawyer is doing some grandstanding himself on behalf of his client, and he's, pretty ostentatious. It's hard to know whether there's anything to that story. So far, he's done pretty well at being able to back up his claims. The Cohen situation is looking pretty dire for Mr. Cohen, and we'll yet to learn whether it's also going to implicate President Trump.
What is the impact of the separate bipartisan statement from the Senate committee about the fact that they back up that the Russians did interfere in the election or try to interfere in the election? Does that have any weight?
It does. I think it's important. It's a counterweight, a heavy counterweight to the very partisan House Intelligence Committee investigation and Chairman Nunes. Several Republicans on this committee, including the chairman, came out strongly in support of an independent investigation that the Intelligence Committee had been undertaking since the middle of 2016, even before candidate Trump was sworn in as president.
Bill,
Trump,
we will have to leave it there because we could go on for hours and hours about this. That's William Banks, professor at Syracuse University Law School. Coming up, more on the Trump probe. The Government Ethics Office says President Trump should have disclosed the payments to Stormy Daniels. That's coming up. This is Bloomberg.